95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preaching sister, happy Friday, man. Yeah!
Happy Friday.
Woo! And stuff like that.
Like we do on Fridays, we have our old request fest.
Oh, hell yeah. Just 2 hours of nonsense and loud music, and you decide, what are we going to play?
It's kind of like how do you get your weekend started right.
Yeah,
you get loudly. To call and request songs between 5 and 7. You don't use a computer.
What? Yes,
this
I
is a all weird thought to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because someone called yesterday.
Yesterday, I was taking some information from somebody. I said, what's your email address? And he said, I don't have email. And I was like, oh, what?
You know, I always expect that more. I fill out the little winner forms for people who win stuff, and I always expect them to say, I ain't got no email. But they always do. So you actually had one yesterday that didn't.
Huh? And he said, because he doesn't use a computer.
That's awesome. I think that's kind of cool.
And he was born in 1998.
Wow. He's really like...
That's a shocker.
Yeah. He's like changing the curve there.
Right.
That's weird. Good for you, dude.
So we're going to talk to you if you don't use a computer.
How do you get along in this world?
I don't know.
You have to sign up for everything online. You have to send your email here. You have to, you know, pay your bills online.
I can't. I mean, I'm sure you can, but it just seems impossible.
Yeah,
to
we
want to
know how hard that is.
And we have tickets for our comedy fest.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to try something that we did yesterday later in the show that I think was successful.
Make us laugh.
I think.
Good luck.
We're going to take your jokes. So get ready with your jokes. Make sure they're short. Maybe a couple lines.
Yeah, a couple lines. Do a couple lines.
We
and
don't
then call
need
us.
Any a pope and a.
Walk into a.
President and.
Hanging
a nun
from the. Yeah.
Or hanging from the. We don't need that kind of joke.
Nope.
Just something quick and peppy and fun.
Yeah, and you get some free tickets. VIP passes to.
Correct.
And Will Turn Show, Operation Comedy.
And we're going to do that this hour.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS.
Just ran into some footage I've never seen of them playing on stage before back in the day when they were really just on fire. And I'm like, damn, man, they don't make bands like that anymore.
They don't.
Man, oh, man. Great stuff.
It is a laugh your ass off weekend on KLOS. We're going to kick it off a little bit early with tickets for you to see the KLOS Operation Comedy Show.
Hell yeah.
We're doing it like we did yesterday. We did it later in the show yesterday. So we're going to try it this hour. And that is your jokes.
Which is dangerous.
It is dangerous. Sometimes it goes way south and they're terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But make us laugh.
Good luck with that.
818-955 KLOS is the phone number. Here's the winner from yesterday.
What's the difference between your wife and a pig?
What's the difference between your wife and a pig?
A pig won't get drunk and act like your wife.
Short,
me up.
Sweet,
yes,
funny.
Yep.
That's what we're looking for.
And VIP passes as a result to this show that's happening. It's completely sold out.
So correct.
Well done, sir.
So 818-955 KLOS with your jokes. Good luck. All right, let's see what we can do. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're looking for jokes to win tickets to see KLOS's Operation Comedy. KLOS.
Hey, hello. What's the three best melons in the world?
Three best. Yep.
Three best melons are watermelon, blind melon, and your mom's.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Make us laugh.
All right. A bear walks into a bar.
Nope. Too late. Too long already. Hi, KLOS. Make us laugh.
I didn't have confidence in him either.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Why don't ants get sick?
Why don't ants get sick?
Yes.
Don't know.
Because they have small antibodies.
Nope. Nope.
Thanks for calling.
Nope.
KLOS, hello?
Hello, I want to tell them a joke.
Do yes, it. Please.
I should tell you first?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Okay, why did cavemen drag their women by the hair?
I don't know.
So they wouldn't fill up with dirt.
I like that she laughed at her joke, at least.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I
mean, we're close.
I think we need to speed these up. Come on, people. Yes, you're on stage. You're going to start throwing rotten fruit. We want to get you into this little show, the Operation Comedy. What is the little exciting tag there?
KLOS Operation Comedy, brought to you by the new Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Lemonade. Get these summer favorites wherever seltzers are sold or go to BudLight.com/delivers.
Okay, now that was funny. See, that's funny. Be that funny.
Right?
818-955-KLOS.
Tell us your joke.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is Operation Comedy. It's presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. And we've got some tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
If you can make us laugh.
You have a joke?
Hello.
Off to a fairly good start. Go ahead.
You have a joke?
Why did the old man fall in the well?
Why did the old man fall in the well? I don't know.
Because he didn't see that well.
Because he didn't see that well.
Have a great weekend.
KLOS, make us laugh.
Hey, I got it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hutch.
Hutch who?
I got it.
got it.
Is that a Gazoon type? Gazoon type.
Hachu. I got it.
Hachu. Hachu.
I'm getting nothing here.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, make us laugh. Come on.
All right, what's the difference between a rooster and a hooker?
What's the difference between a rooster and a hooker?
I like where this is going, at least.
The rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, and the streetwalker says any.
Yeah, will do. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Hi, KLOS. Make us laugh.
What do you call a dwarf hooker?
What do you call a dwarf hooker? I don't know.
A hors d'oeuvre.
Well, we got one laugh, but that's not quite enough to get the ticket. That's, but well done,
it's
sir.
Not bad. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. That was a joke.
Yep.
Why can't you gamble in Africa?
Why can't you gamble in Africa? I don't know.
Cheetahs.
I like cheetahs. That. That's actually pretty funny.
Congratulations.
Well, no, I don't know. About really?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Sure.
Are we doing that?
Well, you can put them on hold. If you want.
How about you do it for a veteran?
Oh, and you really want to go, right?
Oh,
Wiltern Theater?
Yeah, why not? I'll give you one more for comfort.
Uh-oh. All right.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
As of right now, the tickets are yours to lose.
Yeah, so be very cautious.
Sweet.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What's worse than ants in your pants?
What's worse than ants in your pants? I don't know.
Uncles.
That I like.
Right?
You get to go.
Now you get to go for sure.
You're the man.
You got it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy. You're just talking about uncles kissing you on the mouth yesterday, right?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, we got Metallica tickets. We should give those away sometime between now and like 4 in the next few minutes. Not right
now. The
next
10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't want to right now.
I help run a charity called Friends and Helpers.
A damn good one, too.
It is for abused women and children. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
Important work, I think. It's a
couldn't
shame
agree more.
That it's needed,
right?
But it is. And especially with people who are out of work since the pandemic.
Right.
Domestic abuse in some places is up 40%.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So when these women and children leave, they usually leave their house in the middle of the night. They have nothing. They go to these shelters. They get job training, they get therapy, anything that they need
right.
to help them get started over. And then we step in and try to help them as much as we can. And in this particular case, it's for back to school.
All right, sure. Coming up too soon. Sorry, kids. Hate to say that.
It's coming up so soon.
Nah, you don't want to think about that.
And it's so expensive to have a backpack.
Oh, my God.
And supplies.
Yeah.
And snack packs and books and all that kind of stuff. So we try to provide that for these women.
Right.
It's for the kids, of course, but it's so that the moms have...
Right.
They're proud of themselves that their kid can go to school with a backpack and not... you know, have less than.
Yeah.
So we've done this a lot of years. This year we had to cancel, of course, the event.
Right.
This past holidays we had to cancel the event. Now we had to cancel the event. So hopefully we can have it this coming holidays. But for right now, it's back to school. And the only way you can help is to go to the website, friendsandhelpers.org. And there have been a couple of companies that have really helped us a lot. One is Goodman Group. For the past 5 years, it's a global property group, and they have sponsored the Friends and Helpers Back to School charity event.
Oh, that's
and they
awesome.
Challenge each other in their departments and different floors, and they come up with money and they buy supplies, and they've been incredibly helpful.
That's awesome.
And although we can't have a public event, they're helping us with our private event where we're getting all this stuff together for back to school.
And who is that again that's doing that?
That's Goodman. The Goodman Group. And then Galpin Ford, we just call Galpin Ford and we say, we need 8 trucks.
Right.
And they say, okay, come get them.
Wow. For Friends and Helpers.
Yes.
Nice.
So that's always cool, too. But if this is something that speaks to you, our website is friendsandhelpers.org.
Now, is that Friends A-N-D Helpers?
It is A-N-D,
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
And people can go there and you can sponsor a backpack or a snack pack. And 100% of what you give goes to these people who need it.
Nice. That's
and
awesome, dude.
We appreciate that.
That's great.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. And they
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating. Sharks are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries! Sorry.
Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
They do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes,
that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go ahead and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
For example,
dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like... German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meets.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Okay. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking. It's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind. Actually.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Mm.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God. It was really nice of James Mason to call us a few minutes ago. Mr. Jordan. He sounded like James Mason.
That was a professor from Oxford.
Oh,
my friend.
My mistake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I was filling out some information on a listener, and I said email address, and he said, don't have one.
I'm amazed, honestly.
I don't use a computer.
That doesn't happen more often. I've expected that every time I take a winter form, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I would think. So you're the first one in the 2 years or whatever I've been here that hadn't have a computer.
Because you haven't answered the phone in 2 years.
Until you got here, buddy. he said he doesn't use a computer at all,
Just doesn't need it.
And how young was he?
1998.
Yeah.
crazy.
What?
That's what I thought.
Man, he's bucking the system there.
So I looked up the statistics of people and how well they use computers for their age.
Right, okay.
They did a study of 215,942 people across 33 countries between 2011 and 2015.
Wow, okay.
Tests range from simple tasks like deleting an email.
Okay.
Which is considered below level one.
Right.
To figuring out things like what percentage of the emails sent by John Smith last month were about sustainability. That's considered level three, which is the top. So, if you can do that, you're an expert.
Well, all you would do is
you're not an expert. You're an expert for the average person.
Oh, right. Okay. So all you do is just like do a search on the word sustainability and then compare it to how many emails you got from that person and do the math.
Yes.
That's not hard.
So level three is the highest level,
okay,
right? Around 5% of the U.S. population ranks at level three.
5%?
Yes.
Really? Is that why, like, all my friends, everybody I know has 10 bazillion emails in there?
Probably.
And they never deleted whatever? And
Another 26% ranks at level two, where users can do things like find a sustainability-related document that was sent to you by John Smith in October of last year.
A little search.
Just find it.
There's a little magnifying glass on every single computer that's ever... I mean, I thought I was barely good at using a computer at all.
You are great at it.
What?
Compared to the overall average.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
And I'm sure IT people know this.
They gotta be like,
crazy.
God, yeah.
69% of the population is below level two, so they wouldn't be able to find email about sustainability that was sent.
Wow!
Yes.
That's bananas.
Isn't that crazy?
They couldn't do what we do in here without being able to do that kind of stuff.
26% of people weren't even able to use computers.
How many?
26%.
Out of all of those people,
26%?
Wow!
Isn't that insane?
I kind of like it in a weird way, but
you know,
I'm shocked.
The country that has the highest number of people who can't use computers is Japan.
What?
Which is shocking.
That makes no sense.
It's shocking. It's about 30% in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we want to talk to you if you don't use a computer.
I mean,
Maybe you can.
Right.
You just don't on a daily basis.
Right. You don't have an email.
Or
I got to say,
you can't.
Maximum respect, though, if you choose not to. I think that's awesome. I didn't have a bank account until my early 30s. I was really weird.
You're an outlaw.
You
make
lame.
Up your own rules.
Whatever. But if you are been able to get this far to the year 2021 without really using a computer.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't.
Want to talk
remember,
to
I can't remember before computers. I don't know how we did anything.
No. I'm constantly checking facts before I throw stuff out on the air. Constantly.
Oh, no, I don't check before I say it on the air.
But I used to do not say it if I wasn't absolutely positive. Or could
because
ask somebody.
Because somebody else can check it now. Yeah, for
no,
sure.
Yeah, now I will, but yeah. I can check it myself, so I say it. But back in the day, I just wouldn't even say it. So, I mean, there was a lot less content on the radio
as a result. So you don't use a computer.
We want to hear from you.
Or you can barely use a computer. Either way.
Or you choose not to specifically. You don't have an email. You've never done it.
Correct.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about people who don't have a computer or don't even want a computer, the younger the better, at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And I'm surprised how many people actually are on board with it. I kind of thought there'd be more people out there in the world that are like, nope, not going to do it.
Just
not
going to
have
it.
A computer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you?
I don't even have the internet at my house.
Yay!
Wow, how do you do that?
I don't know. Spend a lot of time in my backyard with my dog.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, your dog's the beneficiary of you not using a computer.
This is fantastic. We don't need a computer.
Oh, yeah, no, I bought my house a couple years ago and just never had internet installed, so I don't even use the computer either.
Wow. Hmm. Now, do you find it hard to pay bills or keep in touch with people?
How do you keep in touch with people without email? Do you text?
I try not to keep in touch with people.
You and your dog are good to go, right?
I hate people.
Oh, yeah, we're golden.
Right on. What's your dog's name?
Venus,
salute! We'd shout him out on Twitter, but I guess it would be pointless.
No, that wouldn't work.
Right on, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello?
Yeah, you're talking about someone that doesn't have a computer or know how to use a computer?
Yes, sir.
I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
All right.
You don't have a computer.
just had to update to one of those new iPhone things because I had that flip phone forever.
Well, you had a burner phone all this time? You had a.
You didn't want to get rid of a flip phone.
Walter White phone this whole time? Nice. Wow.
Because it had the best reception, I never lost no calls or nothing.
Huh.
Look, if I was one of those thieves, a computer genius or a hacker, whatever, man, you're going to be able to hear everybody's conversations and everybody, what you kind of think. You know what? When they're going to know when you're not home. You know what? Let's go rip this dude off.
Yeah, yeah. I've just always thought that Alexa must be really bored hearing our conversations at home. She was like, oh, my God, you're even worse than when you're on the radio.
You're boring.
Hello, KLOS.
You are anti-computer?
Well, I'm not, but my dad is, and I have to tell you guys this great story.
Yes?
So my dad is so suspicious of computers that I had a computer in my bedroom, and he heard the fan coming on, and he unplugged it because he thought that it was threatening his stereo.
Wow!
It's going to kill my stereo.
Wow, that's a little frightening.
The damn thing's going to take down my phonograph. Thanks for calling. You know, actually, though, our parents were pretty good at using the computer, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of...
My mom is 87.
Yeah.
She does well.
That's amazing. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. You don't use a computer. I think I'm hearing things. I thought you kept shouting at me when we have our headphones on, and I thought you were going,
hey,
slug up. And it was in, I don't know.
What the hell?
I better go home. I need to lie down.
Wow.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
That's frightening. I was just sitting here.
You saw me looking at you, right?
Yes. And I was thinking, what's wrong with them? All right, it's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Starting at 5 o'clock, we like to do our All Request Fest.
Hell yeah.
So in about 10 minutes, we'll open the phones for nothing but requests for how to get your weekend started, right? But first, we're talking about people who don't use the computer. You're one of those?
Hey, I'm still trying to make you guys laugh or with a joke.
I'm sorry, that was last hour.
But go ahead, really quick. You won't win anything, but do it.
Okay, what does a gynecologist and a geologist have in common?
I don't know what.
They both inspect cracks and crevices.
Damn it. All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS.
What's up? I'm 59 years old. I've had a computer about 3 years of my life.
Wow.
Is that right? Why did you finally get it then?
No, it was 2003 to 2006.
Oh.
And you just said, nope?
My sister said, hey, get a computer. We can share pictures. And then my wife found a boyfriend.
Oh, your wife found a boyfriend on
the computer? Via the computer?
And I destroyed the big computer before it was even paid for.
Oh, man. Well, I understand why you are down on him. That makes sense,
That's
man.
A pretty bad 3 years.
Damn.
There are reasons for them, but I just get off. I use my phone. I do a little emailing, and that's it.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well, that blows, good and time. I'm sorry to hear it, but thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, are you anti-computer?
Yes, what about that?
How dare we?
Wow, she's ready for us.
You bet you, baby, because you know what? I was trying harder to get in about the Shark Week thing.
Okay.
Because you guys missed about Dr. Pimple Popper last night.
That's a terrible show.
No, Dr. Pimple Popper was on Shark Week.
I didn't see that. So he was popping pimples on sharks? No, thank you. And this is our All Request Fest.
Yes, it's Friday.
Every Friday at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7, we play your requests. What will get your weekend started right?
Call us.
818-955-KLOS.
Or you can also tweet at us at Kevin and Sluggo.
Or you can tweet at us at Kevin and Sluggo. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Sam Kinison doing Wild Thing.
Wow. Interesting.
All right, I'm going to have to go down to the sub-basement and dig around through the vaults, but if I can find it, I'll try and do it for you. What's your name?
This is Jeff up in Lancaster.
Right on, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hello, KLOS, All Request Fest.
Let's do the doors. Break on through.
Nice. Who are you?
Israel.
Yisrael.
Yep, the Mexican ice cube, man.
Color it done.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've heard that.
I heard from Renee in El Segundo who said you guys played Rush last week, so how about that one right there? I'm like, that sounds all good. Right. I'm down with that. It's a little All Request Fest, so whatever. If we can find it, we can throw it on for you.
KLOS, hello. What do you got for us?
Hi, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
Yeah. It depends. Who's asking?
If you're law authorities, no.
Okay, no. Can I request a song, Molly Crew?
Yeah, which one?
Young to Fall in Love.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
My name's Kent from Los Angeles.
All right, Kent, Kevin, whatever your name is, yes.
Thank you. Love you guys.
It's KLOS. Free rides brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. I'm going to throw on Black Sabbath, Lady Evil right now. You want to tell the kids, Kevin, why this is happening?
I'm not positive when this tweet came in, but it says, this song is lame. Play some Sabbath. Done.
Yeah. You can tweet at us your requests as well. They all request best. We are at Kevin M. Sluggo. Steven Tyler, don't listen. He's been getting dissed too much lately.
He has, yeah.
Someone on this station said they wouldn't let him kiss him on the mouth if Steven Tyler came up to him and wanted to. And then we got a call from this guy the other day.
Bands like Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses ruin Beatles songs.
So for you, angry sir, here's the Beatles version of Come Together on 95.5 KLOS, all requests.
That guy's going to be pissed.
He is. That's for Carlos and Tustin.
We were right in the middle of the Beatles version, and then Carlos hit us up and was like, hey, how about that one from that one movie? It's the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
I'd like to hear Ugly Kid Joe, Everything About You.
Wow. You know what? I think it's possible I've never played that song on the radio. I think I yeah, because we didn't play it over at the other place.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a long
time. Yeah, right? Who are you?
This is Jeff from Rancho Cucamonga.
Jeff, on the All Request Fest, when your song gets on the air, we debit your account $50. Are you okay with that?
Sure, go for it.
Excellent. That is for Tom in Garden Grove.
Tom! Hey, it's Friday. That means we do this 2 hours of whatever the hell you want to hear thing.
It's our All Request Fest.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, it's
I'd like to make a request.
Our All Request Fest. Please do.
How about a zebra? Tell me what you want.
All right, who are you?
David from Buena Park. I called you about 6 months ago. Celebrating my wife being cancer-free.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I thank you, sir.
Oh, nice. And congratulations, man. That's so hey, good. How many checkups does she have every year?
She just had one, and everything is good.
Yeah.
She
fantastic. One,
everything is still good, dude.
That's great news.
That is hey, good Kevin. News.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And here is your zebra. Thanks, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, it's our All Request Fest.
Yeah, our ARF. It's the ARF. You need some dog sound effects, I think.
I'll do that.
Nice.
That's my job.
It's Stu.
Hey,
Stu,
everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
When do we get to rename the show?
More
and more.
It doesn't matter if the request comes from in or out of the building.
Does
actually.
It, though?
The calls are coming from inside the building.
No, get out.
Stu is here because you want to hear a song?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Whatever. So we've been talking about a lot of things, and we talked about Stevie Wonder, and yes. I was reminiscing about one particular song, which, okay, just, I don't want to tell this, I don't have all day to tell this story, but one of my favorite places to go in Los Angeles was Swinger's Restaurant.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and sure. They closed the one in Santa Monica down, and the one on Beverly and Crescent Heights got closed down for a while, but now it's back open.
Oh, okay.
And I love, 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 love Swingers. I don't know, 20 years. One night, I don't know, easily 10, 15 years ago, we were 1-2 in the morning, and we got to Swingers Santa Monica, and we're waiting for the table, and the place is packed with everybody coming out of, you know, Bodega and all the other clubs that are around there.
Right.
And they... the music was off of the jukebox, the CD jukebox. Ah. They had all the coolest CDs in there from like Elliott Smith and AC/DC and Motorhead and The Cure and just like all cool stuff.
Right.
And somebody threw on Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And they put on this song, Sir Duke.
Great song.
And dude, like spontaneous, the whole restaurant, I don't know, it was the right night, the right crowd, the right time, and everybody just started vibing on the song.
Dicky,
and they're hitting their knives and their spoons on their glasses, and they're jamming to this song. And I mean, the only thing that probably didn't happen was dancing in the aisles, but people were singing along, and and
like
now I'm embellishing the memory and wishing that I'd been the guy to go, you know what?
You
screw
should
it.
Have.
Come on, let's dance. Yeah, let's go. And we start, you know, and in my mind, we're dancing in the hall aisles, at free cupcakes, free
You're
everything.
Up on the counter, woo! Kicking off and dude, plates it was, of French fries.
Damn right. It was Sir Duke. You can't be, I don't care how metal rock you are, this is the raddest song of all time.
Yes, it is 95.5 KLOS. Yes, it is. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey, guys. I was hoping to hear Megadeth, Peace Felt.
But who's buying? play the whole album.
Yeah.
All right, who are you?
My name's Danny, man.
Danny, by now you've heard that every time we play a request, we debit your account $50. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oops. Drinking heavily, that's what we're doing.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. You have a request for us?
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure, what can we do for you?
You guys are great, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'd really like to hear you guys play some Suicidal Institute Slide.
Oh. Who are you?
Lakewood Dan.
Lakewood Dan!
Lakewood Dan!
All you wanted was a Pepsi! Just one Pepsi! But she wouldn't give it to you! Just a Pepsi!
Thank you, guys.
That's for someone calling themselves Lindsay. J. Elvis knows who it is. Squeeze Box Who and the ARF, the All Request Fest. And what are we doing now?
We are doing Corey Taylor's Something's... Samantha's Gone. I can't read my own handwriting. Samantha's Gone for Sandy and Tustin.
That's your favorite little bit.
I do love that.
Hey, do you see what time it is?
Nope.
Do you see who just wandered in here, that Greg guy?
No, I
that
didn't.
That all adds up to one thing.
I don't know what you're speaking of.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Woo! Woo! All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. We'll see you on Monday. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Let's do this. Let's give away the Black CD. That's been remastered.
The Black Album, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And also maybe send someone to see him in Atlanta. Shall we do that right now?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And with all the stuff for the airfare, right? It's hotel.
You get on the standby boarding list for airfare, hotel, passes to the show in Atlanta, and a pre-show party with blackened American whiskey master distiller Rob Dietrich.
Damn straight! We call it 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck! The Beach Boys were officially signed to Capitol Records on this day in rock in 1962, even though they had already released Surfin' Safari on Capitol Records. It was certainly the time of new wave on this day in rock in 1983. 20 of the songs in the U.S. Top 40 were by British acts, the most ever since 1965. The Police were at number one with Every Breath You Take, and Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue was at number two.